I'm more of a glass half empty person, if I wasn't already empty. My name is Marcus Taper, and I'm a detective on my last draw. Some of you may be thinking this might be from the intense and often morbid work I do that has me at wit's end. And you're not 100% wrong. To be perfectly honest, I was consumed by my work. I mean, I was good at it, and it paid the bills if you put in the work. But this led to complications. My wife Jennifer, or ex-wife for that matter, she left me because of the perks that came with my job. Like me coming home with whiskey on my breath after one of the harder nights. Or the 100 times I'd come home so drunk I couldn't remember my name. Don't get me wrong, I don't blame her for any of this. She had to do the best she could for our daughter Annabelle. Ugh, Annabelle, I miss her the most. It's been almost 5 years since I've seen her. I'd do anything to have her back in my life. Which is what led me to clean my act up. I went to rehab, got clean. And, I don't know, everything started turning around. It didn't matter though. Out of some sick fluke of bad luck, I still lost my rights to see her. All because of some stupid restraining order Jennifer filed back when I was trying to get sober. Knowing I would never get to see her in my life, this led me down a dark path. This led me down a dark path that made me feel convinced it was time to end it all. Well, things didn't quite work out that way. Not at all. While looking through the daily classifieds for something cheap to finish me off, I stumbled on this cheesy ad. Dr. Larkin's Never Ending Euphoria. The official happy pill. Only $20 a pill. One's all you need. Call now. What a fucking joke. I laughed this to myself. This had to be some kind of stupid scam. As I continued to scan the page, my eyes kept finding its way back to this strange ad. I'd reread it and chuckle to myself about all the idiots who probably fall for this. On one of the last times my eyes met the ad, I happened to glance up to check the time, and I saw my sweet Annabelle. It was one of the last pictures we took together, both of us smiling from ear to ear, cheeks rosy from the cold. This was the last time I was really happy. Before I knew it, and could even stop it for that matter, I was dialing the number. I heard a dial tone.
Hello?
He answered in a somewhat delayed tone. It was strange. And kind of artificial.
Well, yeah. I saw the ad for the pill. I'm interested. $20 for a pill, and that's it. Lifelong happiness, right?
The line remained silent for a while.
Dr. Larkin's never-ending euphoria. Never feel sad again. Follow the instructions as requested for your turn at true happiness.
This kind of took me aback. His voice didn't sound right. Kind of like a pre-recording. Call it blind ignorance or just pre-death recklessness, but the weird guy on the line wasn't going to stop me from satisfying my curiosity with this strange pill. I finished the purchase through the pay site attached to the ad just as instructed. Once the money left my account, I received another call.
Congratulations. Your pill will arrive tomorrow. Have fun, Marcus.
The phone disconnected after that. And something about that call, it shook me. That voice. And this time it said my name. Come on, Marcus, don't be stupid. I said this to myself. I'm just sure he got my name from the order information, obviously. I don't know. Even with all that, something just didn't sit right with me about it. Even when I finally laid down that night, I kept getting this feeling. A feeling never left me. It caused me to stay up half the night till I eventually succumbed to exhaustion. The next morning, I woke up to a thud on my door. I went downstairs to look out my peephole to see no one standing there. After opening up the front door and walked outside, I nearly tripped over the small box. This had to be it. I thought this as I picked up the small item. It appeared to have thick brown paper on it, but Dr. Narkins inscribed in it. I tore the paper off and opened the cardboard box to find a small pill bottle and a piece of lined paper on the side. I pulled both items and laid them across my kitchen table for closer inspection. The pill bottle was just a small white plastic bottle that appeared to have the sticker torn off. The piece of lined paper read, "Congratulations, Marcus. You're in for the time of your life. Enjoy." Something about this made my stomach turn, and I quickly chopped up this to nerves. I don't know. I just grabbed it, popped the bottle, and gulped one back with some water. I don't know. It's done. All the nonsense almost made me forget that I had to be at work in about 30 minutes. The chief wanted me to meet up at the office. It was just local case. It's kind of just been stirring up the media. That's all anyone on the radio could talk about on my drive to work. The reporters were calling him by the alias Mr. Jeffrey. There had been 3 bodies reported, all sloppily laid out in the local pond. It was clear the killer didn't have any obvious type. 2 of the victims were named Charles Walker, 35, and Martin Gareth, 18. The third was a 26-year-old female named Shay Reynolds. All the bodies had been cut with this disturbing grin. It went from ear to ear, almost like something out of the Black Dahlia murder, but the cuts more intricate, more clean. Teeth and gum line fully exposed. Even more disturbing, all the victims had a single perfectly carved word in their chest. Jeffrey. Like he was signing a piece of artwork, claiming his sick masterpiece. When I finally get to my office, just to see this folder laying on my desk. Ah, okay. It seems the chief may have been headed to the crime scene already. Well, without further hesitation, I whip out the case folder and start flipping through the pages and pictures, and just as the reporters have leaked, the grins, the carvings. Normally this would have sent a cold feeling, this cold, pulsing feeling through my blood. It should have felt like all my anger and sadness was going to rush out of the pores and spill into the floor. But instead, I felt nothing. Nothing at all. It was gone. I wasn't feeling thrown off at all in the fact. I was happy. You could have thought I was flipping through my daughter's coloring book. Oh, Annabelle. I waited for the perpetual sadness to hit me like a sack of bricks. But it didn't. Maybe this magical little pill, maybe it worked, and all this happiness in the world was mine for the taking. Either that or I was having the best high of my life. After hours of examination, I concluded that I'm absolutely clueless on this case. It was Jeffrey. The scene had no prints, no weapons, no goodies at all. The cuts were only the only hint I had at all. These cuts were made with surgical precision. Whoever did this, he was a professional. Again, this leaves little solace since I don't know what kind of pro I'm even dealing with. I had no lead. And with that said, I needed coffee. While heading to the cafe to heat up another pot, I get a text from an unknown number. In all bold, "Are you happy?" I dropped my phone from the shock of it. Was this some kind of stupid joke from one of the rookies. I chuckled. Yeah, probably one of the knuckleheads trying to get a laugh out of the chief. No. How would they even know? I haven't told a soul about this damn pill. This is something different. It took a little while, but I was able to trace the number, and after sending it through the system, I found an address. I needed answers, but I had to be careful. Whoever has the balls to text me, a detective, they're expecting some legal stalking. Without further hesitation, I grab my keys and I'm out the door. I put the address into a maps app on my phone. You will arrive at your destination in 27 minutes. I pull up to the address. Weird. The house looks abandoned. Shattered windows. Busted roofing. No light. Wait. I see a hint of blue fluorescence just beyond the window. Faint, but visible. I head toward the light. Fuck! Breaching the sketchy window left my leg pricked by a large shard of glass. Closing my eyes, I rip the piece out with a hard yank. Damn it! Getting a hold of myself, I rip off a strip of my shirt to form a makeshift tourniquet to cut off the gushing blood from my unsettling wound. If something was there, or someone for that matter, they surely knew I was here. I make my way closer to the blue light. There it is. A small track phone lays idly on the floor. I pick up the phone, and in that moment, it rings. I hit the talk button on it and lay it to my face.
Hello?
And then the strange, animated voice replied.
You should go home for your prize. You're going to be very happy with what you find.
Furious, I lashed out at the voice on this phone. What the fuck do you want? The line disconnects. I must get home and see what the hell the psycho wants. If he wants to fight, that's exactly what he's gonna get. I jump in my car and speed off. Racing down the highway, I load my .38 with shaky hands. I dropped a few, but I loaded more than enough to put this asshole down. I pull up to my place, and a strange feeling turns in my stomach. I have a bad feeling. I walk up to my front door just to find the door open. I arm my gun and head inside. What the fuck? There are arrows and smiley faces crudely drawn everywhere. How long was he here? I kneel down and examine one of the arrows. It's blood. The metallic, coppery smell is unmistakable. All of these bloody arrows were pointing upstairs. I grunted as every step up the cranky stairs tore at my near crippled leg. I applied pressure as I worked my way up the last few steps. I followed the arrows all the way to my bedroom. The crease under the door was lit. My guy was waiting for me in there. I cautiously moved to the door and pressed my ear to it. Nothing. Either he was still waiting for me or he has already left. Only one way to find out, though. I needed to breach this damn door. With a swift kick to the door, it flies open with a rattled crack. My eyes would have shot out of my skull if they could. There is no man in this room. Laid before me was just the pale, naked bodies of my ex-wife and Annabelle. I broke down right there. Yeah, the faces, both of their faces were carved like jack-o'-lanterns, just like the other ones, with that cringe-breeding smile. Just as suspected, cut in their flesh was his name, Jeffrey. Where are you, you son of a bitch? Come out. I heard nothing, of course, as I turned to leave, and in that moment, I felt a sharp pain swipe through my ankles with burning intensity. I fell to the ground with a heavy thud, sliding my gun out of hand's reach. I looked to see what happened when I see a glimmer of two eyes under my bed. To my horror, I hear the ravenous laughter at what stalks me from under that bed.
Did you slip, Marcus? I hope it didn't run your surprise. I hope it didn't ruin the fun.
I crawl for my gun when I feel long, dry, slender fingers wrap around my ankle. The maniac digs his skinny fingers into the slit of my heel. I scream with crippling and piercing pain.
Where are you going? Don't leave your buddy, Jeff Larkin, hanging.
Larkin. It was him. The man that advertised the pill. How could I not match his voice? Pulling me under the bed, the man continued striking my leg with what I now recognize to be a scalpel. Are you happy? He stabs my leg once more, and with everything left in me, I grab the nimble hand that struck me, and I squeeze and twist the slender hand till I hear something crunch and snap. I broke that bastard's hand. And now I grab this blade in me and I rip it and jam it into one of those cruel, wide, glimmering eyes. That man shrieks and cackles with a deranged delight. His sick grin seemed to be stuck like his face was a mask.
Are you happy?
I twist the handle, silencing that chant forever before he gets to speak another word. I drag myself from under the bed. There, unsure if the pool of blood was completely belonging to me or him at this point. I don't know if I'm going to make it out through this night. All I know is I lost the most precious thing in the world to me. My daughter, Annabelle. And you know what else? I've never been so happy.